Hi everyone, I'm Scott Brown, and before we dive into today's lessons I learned in law, I just wanted to tell you about our friends over at Beamery. Beamery is a real game changer in the world of talent management, so HR and talent teams should definitely take note. It is trusted with the likes of Accenture, McKinsey, AstraZeneca and Uber, to name a few. Now, this is a great piece of recruitment technology, which is an AI-powered talent platform that will enable you to hire candidates faster, develop the skills of your existing workforce, and increase employee retention. With Beamery, you'll have a complete understanding of your workforce's skills and capabilities, and it's all about building an agile and future-proof team. So check it out. Head over to their website at beamery.com.
Hi, welcome back to Lessons I Learned in Law with me, Scott Brown. This is another episode of Inside the Agency, which is our mini-series that we've been recording at Heriot Brown over the course of series 5. And the idea is for this is to give you candidates and clients and people that interact with Heriot Brown a better understanding of the dark arts of recruitment and expel some of the myths that you might associate with legal recruitment, and also to get to know the consultants and talented team members that work in the business at Heriot Brown. I'm joined today by Michi Nishikawa. Hi, Michi.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking part. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. First time recording a podcast, so slightly nervous, but I'm sure you'll put my nerves at ease.
I hope so. Try my best. So Michi's been with Heriot Brown since lockdown days in 2020. Michi joined us in the September or August in 2020. So it's one of the longer standing team members. And Michi focuses on recruiting lawyers into the fintech and payments space. She's based in Bristol. Initially joined us to focus on the regions, but has a real interest on fintech and payments, and has adapted the clients that she works with. So over the last couple of years has become an expert in that space. So tell us a bit about your background, Michi. Tell us, if that's a starting point, how did you get into recruitment?
Sure. So yeah, I guess my journey into recruitment was pretty straightforward in the sense that I went to university and I studied English literature and French at Durham Uni. And I think it was mainly out of not knowing what I wanted out of a career that made me delay kind of any applying to any opportunities like internships for what I thought were professional jobs, and in the interim decided to do recruitment, as there was just a flurry of jobs being thrown at me in the recruitment sector, and I thought this is what I'll do for now and then do my adult job later down the line. So that's how I found myself in recruitment. I went to one of those graduate fairs that was kind of like an apprentice style. In the morning, you come in and there's a group of 20 people and you do various kind of workshops. And then by the end of the day, they've culled everyone down to about 4 individuals who then get to interview for various agencies. So that's how I found my job at a big recruitment agency that was kind of, you know, one of the largest staffing organizations in the world. And I stayed there for about three or four years recruiting lawyers. It was just happenstance to recruit lawyers, and I've stuck with it ever since. And then about 3 years in, I decided to go on a big traveling break, went across to Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, had my kind of eat, pray, love moment, decided at that point that I wanted to change a couple of things in my life. The first was getting out of London, finding a bit more green space to live in, and experiencing another agency and culture. And that's where I came to Heriot Brown, and it's been 2.5 years since.
How are you going with finding the more green pastures?
Yeah, I mean, I now live in Bristol, and when I first moved to Bristol, it felt, and I don't want to kind of disrespect any listeners out there, but felt very provincial compared to where I grew up in Birmingham and London. It's just such small scale, but you know, it's been great getting access to the countryside easily, and spend most of my weekends, you know, going for walks or camping outdoors. So yeah, really benefiting from a much greener space.
What was the graduate fair like then that got you the job in recruitment? How did that work?
It was actually god awful, to be honest. I think it was like a bunch of people in a room, and we had to do different sort of pitches. So I remember, I don't want to kind of give away my age, but a long time ago now. I remember one of the pitches being an elevator pitch, and we all had to kind of present our elevator pitch to a panel. And then throughout the day you had breaks, and in those breaks people would be put in one room on or another and basically eliminated like an X Factor audition until by lunchtime you're kind of looking around the room quite paranoid about whether you're going to be cut or not. And then at the end of the day, I think I'd kind of gone into it as a just really not realizing that by the end of the day there would be an opportunity to interview for a job and be given a job offer, essentially. But that's what it transpired to be. It was a very interesting experience.
Yeah, walking over dead bodies all day. Yeah. I can tell you there would not have been a singing round on that X Factor edition, or Mitchie wouldn't have made it through, I don't think, based on karaoke.
Wow.
It goes for all of us.
I think the only person that could vouch to being a good singer at Herrick Brown is Kevin Hunt.
Kevin, yeah, 100%. Yeah, the old crooner. And tell us, how have things, you joined during lockdown in 2020. How have you felt things have changed at Harriet Brown in your time? What have you seen?
I think at Harriet Brown it has, has changed quite a lot since I joined. Initially joining anywhere during lockdown is quite a strange proposition because you're kind of, I don't think I actually met people in person for, a good part of a year. And just kind of cultivating relationships over Teams and online to then kind of translating that in person. It's not a big shift, but it's kind of uncanny when you see someone on Teams and you've got to know them, and then in person you meet them and, their voice might be slightly different or they were shorter than you realised. And so that was a little bit of an adjustment. And then over the years, I think Harriet Brown has obviously gotten much bigger, lots more personalities. But I think at the core, the culture remains the same. And then obviously we've kind of implemented more processes and procedures to keep organised as the group grows. So there's more kind of formal frameworks put in place that I think at the beginning it was a bit more laissez-faire, if you like. But
yeah, it's fair observations. Yeah, I just remember those Christmas, virtual Christmas parties and stuff like that that was enforced in 2020. And
yeah, the Christmas party was... It was when we did that gin drinking session at home. And I remember at the time I had a kind of interim period where I was living in Birmingham before moving to Bristol, and I was living at my mum's house, and we'd been given like all of these gins in the post. And I remember doing that Christmas party over Teams and then finding myself kind of strangely drunk in my mum's house and then having nowhere to go to.
and calling Ed to come and pick you up.
Yeah, my then Bristol. New partner to pick me up. I think my mum was quite, she kind of just had no idea what I'd just joined, because I think it was only relatively soon after I joined Harriet Brown that that party happened. So
good fun. So you focus on the fintech and payment space. What do you find that clients are looking for in that market?
I think in the fintech and payment space, it's really wanting somebody who's going to keep up with the pace of businesses that tend to be fast growing and, quite nascent in their legal frameworks and procedures. So I know typically lawyers can be quite risk averse, and I think the candidates I'm looking for are really the opposite, somebody who's excited by crisis management, by risk management, and not afraid of scrappy environments. So personality is really key, and also having some previous experience in a similar startup environment offers a lot of reassurance for the clients I work with. I think it's not impossible to get a fintech job if you haven't already had a job in a startup, but if you don't have that experience, then demonstrating a greater commercial appetite for risk, I think, is useful.
And then sort of observed quite a few of the bigger, obviously larger banks setting up fintech and payment or blockchain and crypto divisions, which is quite an interesting development.
Yeah, I mean, I think, the banks are obviously wanting a piece of the fintech pie. And I think it's an interesting proposition from a candidate's perspective as well, because you have the kind of you get to work on an innovative products and services, but you have the backing of a kind of institutional brand. So that I think can be the best of both worlds, but equally you might lose as well some of the autonomy and lack of red tape that you might get in a kind of independent business.
So Mitchie, what's the lesson that you've learned from working with lawyers?
So I think one of the key lessons that I've learned is that everyone wants to work for like a Google, Amazon, Facebook, Meta. I think I wouldn't call it a trap, but a lot of people are quite enamored by working for a big brand. And what I'd say to those people is that it isn't all about the brand, and you may get great quality work at these firms, but equally I think just because you don't know a brand doesn't mean that they're not worth looking into further, because oftentimes you can get amazing quality work and better career development in a smaller brand where you have a bigger impact. I mean, you could say the same for in my experience working at Harriet Brown versus working at a bigger agency. There's pros and cons of both, but certainly I found that in terms of my own career development and the direction that I want to go and the autonomy that I've had has been, kind of incomparable to the last place I worked at.
That's good to hear. And outside of work, what are your interests? What's happening in Bristol outside of work time?
So yeah, in my spare time, I am currently actually really interested in user experience design, and I'm enrolled onto a course with Bath University. So thankfully, Scott has given me some time to study outside of work to dedicate to learning this new area, this new field, because I think it's really exciting. And I'm also learning a bit of coding as well, really basic stuff like HTML and CSS. But yeah, it's a whole new wacky world that I wasn't really aware of before. But it's kind of one of those things, once you start learning learning about something, you kind of notice it everywhere, and that's kind of what's happened at the moment.
Yeah, it must be like eyes open to it when you become aware to it. Oh well, yeah, the new IT person within Harriet Brown, she can take that burden on. Well, amazing. Thanks for sharing those with us, Mitchie. It's been good to hear more.
Thanks. It's been nice to be on here.
Great. That was Inside the Agency from Lessons I Learned in Law. If you've enjoyed that episode, why not subscribe? Head over to harrietbrown.com/podcast, where you can check out and meet a lot more people in the team at Harriet Brown, and also hear from some of our amazing guests on Lessons I Learned in Law. Until next time, thanks for listening.